Welcome to the DBNR Weekly. I'm Clark Devereaux, and this is your 5-minute fix of AI news that actually matters. This week, the center of gravity shifted. And I don't mean that in the breathless way the tech press means it every Thursday. I mean Gartner, the most establishment voice in enterprise software, put a number on the board that every legacy vendor should be taping to their bathroom mirror. $234 billion. That's the enterprise application software spend Gartner says is at risk from agentic AI. Not someday, now. And here's why that number lands differently than your average analyst projection. Gartner is not a startup founder with a thread and a dream. Gartner is what procurement committees quote when they need institutional permission to change direction. So when they say the old model is vulnerable, that's not a thought experiment. That's a market signal with a price tag attached. I've been making the railroad versus airlines argument for months. Gartner just gave the airlines air cover. The finding buried under the headline is the one I care about most. Pilot to production conversion is sitting around 30 to 45%, and the better outcomes are showing up in composable, API-first environments that build governance into the architecture. Not monolithic vendors slapping an agentic tab onto existing software and calling it a transformation. So if someone tells you your AI future requires a 7-figure platform commitment to a legacy vendor, you now have institutional permission to push back. Hard. Now. Let's talk about rollbacks, because a number got a lot of play this week, and I want to make sure you're reading it right. 74% of organizations rolled back or shut down a live AI customer communications agent. That sounds bad. Some coverage treated it like a verdict against agents. It's not. Here's the tell. Rollback rates rise to 81% among organizations with the most mature governance frameworks. That is not failure. That is oversight. Advanced teams are finding problems sooner, containing them faster, and refusing to let bad deployments drift in production because everyone's too embarrassed to pull the plug. The failure causes are where it gets interesting. 33% cited customer data exposure. 22% cited hallucination or brand risk. And 16% said they simply could not diagnose what went wrong. That last one. That's the number I'd put on a slide in every boardroom. If you can't diagnose the failure, you don't have an AI problem. You have an architecture problem. And no amount of bigger models or fancier platforms fixes an architecture problem. The most telling number in the whole story may also be the least dramatic. 98% of enterprises are increasing AI investment in 2026 anyway. The market is not reading rollback as a verdict, it's reading rollback as tuition. Expensive tuition, but tuition. Speaking of receipts, let's go to logistics and finance, where agents are genuinely in production. BCG is describing supply chain systems breaking old trade-offs between cost, service, and resilience. They're projecting 30 to 40% cost reductions in retail banking by 2030. C.H. Robinson has a named deployment serious enough for Fortune coverage. So no, I'm not arguing anymore about whether agents are entering real operations. They are. What I'm still arguing about is evidence quality. The ROI decks being shown to business owners are still leaning on projections that are strategically plausible, but operationally thin. C.H. Robinson is the most interesting receipts candidate I'm tracking, and even there, the key throughput metrics were teased rather than fully surfaced. I'm giving it 30 more days. If the numbers land, it becomes the lead story. Until then, two things can be true at once. The deployments are real, and the evidence base is still catching up to the confidence level. Now for the uncomfortable vendor story of the week. Microsoft made a very large claim about something called lazy graph RAG, roughly 0.1% of the indexing cost of full graph RAG, and query time costs potentially more than 700 times lower while maintaining comparable answer quality. Those are not small numbers. That's a market-shaping architectural break, if true. 6 months later, independent validation still hasn't shown up. The numbers appear to live exclusively inside Microsoft-authored materials. I want to be precise. I think the design insight is real. Moving expensive computation away from indexing and toward query time makes conceptual sense. But magnitude is the whole game. A 10x improvement changes engineering decisions. A 700x improvement changes markets. My end of July deadline is still running. Treat lazy graph rag as a directional signal, not a budgeting assumption. Not yet. Last story. The framework race is sorting. LangGraph keeps showing up as the production-minded choice because it makes state explicit and failures inspectable. If 16% of enterprises that rolled back agents say they couldn't diagnose what went wrong, framework design isn't a developer preference issue. It's a governance issue wearing a tooling costume. The simple test for operators. If your team cannot tell you exactly how an agent failure gets traced at 2 a.m., you are not looking at a mature production architecture. You are looking at a future rollback statistic. Here's my Barstool version of the week. The agents that survive production are not the smartest ones or the flashiest ones. They're the ones somebody can debug at midnight, shut down safely, audit cleanly, and redeploy with confidence. Governance isn't the brake on speed. Governance is what makes speed survivable. That's your weekly AI Roundup. I'm Clark Devereaux. Stay curious, stay skeptical, and I'll see you next week.